This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years, offering insight and motivation for today's business leaders.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the second half of May. Advertisements are key revenue drivers for printed newspapers, and the ads in Franklin's Pennsylvania Gazette helped move him toward profitability. They also give us a glimpse into the routines and curiosities of life in colonial Philadelphia. The following ad appeared in the Gazette on May 22, 1740. "Notice is hereby given to all persons that there is come to town a very wonderful and surprising creature to all persons in these parts of the world. And it is in Scripture the very same creature, which is there called a camel. The camel was exhibited at the sign of the Indian King, a public house or local inn on Market Street, run by the delightfully named Owen Owen. He was not the only budding P.T. Barnum in colonial Philadelphia, however. In 1727, a lion was exhibited in Philadelphia, and in 1744, a leopard. Franklin's father, Josiah, manufactured both candles and soap, a trade he tried to pass on to his son, but one that the young Franklin disliked because of the smell. Much like Dr. Pepper and Frosted Flakes, the Franklins developed a closely guarded secret recipe for their famous Crown soap. This was passed from family member to family member, and the Boston Franklins generated a good deal of their family income in soap sales. In a letter to his Boston-dwelling sister, Jane Makem, written on May 30, 1757, Franklin counsels his nephew, Peter Makem, as he gets his start in the family soap-making business. "I hope he will always take care to make it faithfully, never slight manufacture, or attempt to deceive by appearances. Then he may boldly put his name and mark on it, and in a little time acquire as good a character as any other person whatever. I believe his aunt in Philadelphia," Franklin's wife Deborah, "can help him sell a good deal of it." Also in late May of 1743, Franklin publishes and disseminates via post a document entitled "A Proposal for Promoting Useful Knowledge Among the British Plantations in America." In it, Franklin called upon all persons of leisure and curiosity to come together and form the American Philosophical Society to create and share useful knowledge pertaining to subjects like botany, fossils, medicine, chemistry, and the like. In the late May pages of the 1753 Poor Richard's Almanac, Franklin penned one of his most concise and memorable maxims, "Haste makes waste." In contrast, the late May section of 1755 offers the more ponderous, "Think of three things, whence you came, where you are going, and to whom you must account." So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.